Good morning, and welcome to Fulton Focus. Fulton County is your government at your service. I'm Rob Maynard, and coming up this morning, we'll hear from Erica Davis talking about what you need to do to get registered to vote in Fulton County. And we'll also hear some tips on pool safety. It's getting to be that time of year. Everybody wants to go out and take a dip. Well, there are some common sense things you need to know. But first up this week, we're chatting with Robin Williams. Robin Williams is the director of the Fulton County Aviation Community Cultural Center. And they've delayed their opening, but they are opening for real on June the 19th. And here's more about it. We're joined now by Robin Williams. She is director of the Fulton County Aviation Community Cultural Center. That facility is scheduled to open Thursday, June 19th, 2014. That's coming up with open house and family day event as well. Thanks for joining us again, Robin.
Thanks so much for having me.
So what can you tell us about the grand opening and maybe a little bit about the venue?
Well, as we discussed last time I was here with you, we were supposed to have the grand opening on May 15th, but because we decided that we wanted the building to be 100% fabulous and perfect, we decided to reschedule that for June 19th. And I think what's significant about that particular day is it's Juneteenth, and Juneteenth being a very historical date. I think it's really significant because we are honoring African Americans who made great strides in the area of flight and aviation. So I think it just, you know, it actually works out better.
Yeah, a little bit of a kismet going on there.
Yes.
So now there'll be an open house event, but there's also a family event. And so how do those events unfold? Thursday the 19th, you've got events, but then you also have events Friday and Saturday. Could you talk about what's going to be going on?
Right. Well, Thursday is actually our grand opening ceremony. So it's a lot more formal. We'll have special guest speakers from the community there. Emma Darnell, of course, Commissioner Darnell will be there, and she will be making her remarks. So she's been a great supporter of this project over the last couple of years.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you think about development in that part of the county, there haven't been that many opportunities for something to have such a fresh footprint and head in a new kind of new direction, really, for county facilities. I don't recall one at an airport with this sort of dimensions to it.
It's such a unique project overall. To have a cultural center that has an aviation focus, I think it's just completely unique. I did a little research before I came back to Atlanta to take the position, and there's really nothing like it. So it's really exciting to be at the, you know, the forefront of this particular project. And certainly on that Thursday, the 19th, we will be celebrating in a very formal way the opening. And then on Friday, we'll have an open house. People can just come through and see the new center, check out the exhibits that we're going to have in the galleries. And then on Saturday, we're going to extend the invitation to families and all the kiddos. We want them to come out and experience some of the things they might be enjoying at the new center. We're going to have a camp as well this summer, starting in July 7th. It's called Flight of the Imagination. So the kids will get to experience some of the things that maybe they would be learning at camp.
We're talking this morning with Robin Williams. She is the director of the Fulton County Aviation Community Cultural Center on the premises at Charlie Brown Airport. This is opening up officially on the 19th, but then events on the 20th and 21st to invite everybody in. One of the installations out there, art installations, is the permanent installation. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about the artists and the artwork, because in the promotional material that you've put out about it, it's just really striking stuff.
It's very striking. Michael R. Reese is the creator of our permanent installation through the public art program at Fulton County. And he's really, there are several beautiful light box portraits of leaders in African American aviation world. So, you know, it's just really great to see and get the information. Of course, it's an educational piece as well for the youngsters and for folks who don't really know, again, the amazing footprint that African Americans have made in the aviation field.
So this is a shiny new county facility in the sort of Fulton Industrial Boulevard corridor, the Fulton County Aviation Community Cultural Center. Robin, what kind of events do you anticipate filling up your schedule at this event, at this place?
Well, we're going to kick it off, of course, with Flight of the Imagination, which is our camp, and the registration process will be opening up on May 30th, so people can go to our website and we know where you sign up for camp. You'll see that as an entry and a possibility for kids in July. So we'll have a maximum capacity of 25 to 30 each week, and it'll be pretty much the same curriculum every week, but we'll change it up with, you know, special guests. There's going to be a Living Legacy of Aviation special guest time every day. And then the kids will also be doing painting, and they'll be able to create their own flight machines. And we're going to have capoeira, which is sort of like flight in motion. It's a Brazilian cultural art form, which is very unique and I think a great opportunity for the kids to learn about physics and things like that as well. So we're going to start with that one. I mean, that's really going to be our big kickoff thing for the community and reaching out.
And the Flight of the Imagination camp, if we have a listener who's interested in maybe sending their children to this, do they go to fultonarts.org?
Exactly.
fultonarts.org, mm-hmm. And it's the Flight of the Imagination camp. And then as you make it down through the months, this is a facility probably where people can reserve meeting space, and you
exactly.
can have art openings, any other number of
mm-hmm.
events.
We'll have two exhibits to kick off. One will be Michael Reese's, besides the permanent installation that we have of his works for public art, we also have Inches Above the Earth. And so it's a whimsical view of aviation from very close to the ground. I can't really explain it. You'll have to come see it. There'll be that piece in the Contemporary Art Gallery, and then we also have a gallery of flight that will really highlight the contributions of the Black aviation airline pioneers. That's based here in Atlanta, and it has membership from all over the country. In fact, a lot of the folks came in last week, and we were able to meet them and learn their history. It's pretty amazing. These are some of the first African Americans who flew commercial flights.
Well, it's fascinating to me, and of course, I grew up before video games, before the internet, and all that stuff. And when I was a kid, we would actually go out to the airport and watch the planes take off and land as just pure entertainment. And I guess that's an option, too, with a facility that's at Charlie Brown Airport. There's probably a place to sit outside and take it all in.
Exactly. And I think the kids are going to really get a kick out of that. They'll have an opportunity to go to the ACE program, which is Aviation Career Enrichment. Julius Alexander has had this for, I think, 1980. And it is a wonderful organization that encourages young people to learn how to fly. And so I think I might even get over there and take some flying lessons. I feel like I need to.
Well, flight is not only a powerful metaphor in Atlanta. You don't have to look any further than becoming an aerospace major at a major college here in town, or working for one of the airlines in one of the many capacities. Of course, Atlanta's been a transportation hub. So this is a perfect marriage of, I think, you know, a civic project and one of our town's leading enterprises.
Certainly, and we will be encouraging people of all ages to be involved and interested in possibilities in aviation careers. So we'll be hosting a lot of training and, you know, convocations for folks like that.
So, again, the Fulton County Aviation Community Cultural Center opens, we're not kidding, Thursday, June 19th.
Juneteenth.
And again, this is at Charlie Brown Airport. For those of you using the internet to tell you how to get someplace, that's 3900 Aviation Circle, Atlanta, 30336. If you want more information, you go to fultonarts.org. Again, on the 19th, it's an open house for the general public, and then a special Family and Kids Day on that Saturday.
Well, the 19th will be our ceremony,
right,
in the morning from 10 to 1 with speakers and ribbon cutting and all those kinds of things. On Friday, people can just come through from 10 to 6. And on Saturday, we'll be from 1 to 5, family activities, face painting, kite flying, all kinds of fun things, a little taste of what they might experience at the new Aviation Community Cultural Center.
Well, Fulton County invests in arts and culture, and that's a measure of what kind of place we live in a good way.
Exactly.
And this is a brand new facility, the Fulton County Aviation Community Cultural Center. We've been talking with the director of this wonderful new place. Robin Williams, thanks so much for joining us again.
Thanks so much for having me.
Fulton County encourages new county residents to register to vote and recommends that all registered voters ensure that their information on file is up to date. To register to vote in the state of Georgia, you must satisfy these requirements. 1. Be a citizen of the United States. 2. Be a legal resident of Georgia and of the county in which you wish to vote. 3. Be at least 18 years of age on election day. Residents who have changed their name, move within Fulton County, or recently moved to Fulton County should complete the voter registration form to update their information and address. Voter registration forms are also available at all branches of the Atlanta Fulton County Public Library System, the Georgia Secretary of State Office, and the Georgia Department of Driver Services. To find locations where you can register to vote or to download forms, visit our website at fultonelections.com. This has been a public service announcement from Fulton County in partnership with Jazz 91.9 WCLK.
And thank you, Erica Davis. You're listening to Fulton Focus. Fulton County is your government at your service. If you have questions about any county initiatives or issues that you hear about on this program, you can visit Fulton County on the web at fultoncountyga.gov. Well, the weather's warming up, it's getting hotter, and people are starting to jump into swimming pools. But there are some basics that you need to be aware of if you're responsible for a swimming pool to make sure that it's healthy for yourself and for everybody else that's using it. Well, the weather is warming up, and many Atlantans and people in Fulton County are going to be getting their relief from the heat by jumping into a swimming pool. It's swimming pool season in our area, but there are risks that come with swimming pools, and we want to find out a little bit more about swimming pool safety today. We're speaking with Malcolm Saunders. He's Environmental Health Supervisor with the Fulton County Government Department of Health and Wellness. Hello, Mr. Saunders. Thanks for joining us.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
There are a lot of aspects to swimming pools, and I'm sure with Fulton County you deal with everything from backyard pools to hotel pools to municipal swimming pools. But what do people need to look out for this time of year when they're cranking up their swimming pool for the season?
We look at any pool that a subdivision pool, a fitness center, hotel, local YMCA, local city pool, or local county pool, those are regulated by Fulton County Environmental Health. However, we do not regulate individual homes, swimming pools at your own home. Those we do not regulate. But they have some of the same things in common to keep you safe as you look out for. You always want to make sure you shower before you get in the pool, and this reduces the amount of physical debris that you as an individual bring to the pool. So body oils, hair oils, lotions, and things like that create a skim layer on the pool and allow debris to stay in the pool. So you want to take a shower before you get in the pool to reduce that. The next thing you want to make sure is if you have any children who are still wearing diapers and they want to come to your pool, make sure they're wearing swim pants, and that will help to reduce any fecal contamination incident in the pool.
Because you don't want to be, and neither does your kid want to be, that kid, the one that closes the pool down for the day because it's been contaminated.
Exactly. You're right. Yes, sir.
And a swim diaper is a little bit of an extra expense, a little bit of trouble, but you need to think about everybody else as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
In terms of people that have to keep pools clean, the people that are maintaining the pools, does Fulton County actually go around and inspect swimming pools?
Yes, Fulton County inspects swimming pools on an annual basis, and we do a permitting inspection, which occurs prior to that pool opening for the season. And then sometime during the swim season, the summer, we will do another inspection to make sure that everything is in compliance and it's safe for the patron to be there according to our standards.
And basically, what are the biggest hazards people face going to the pool? If people aren't following these rules and aren't following the hygiene rules, what are the things that can happen to you in a poorly maintained pool?
Well, the biggest hazard, of course, is going to be drowning and not paying attention when you're around the water. Make sure you keep your eyes on your children And yourself, if you can't swim, make sure you have a safety plan, and everyone knows what that safety plan is if you can't swim. So that's rule number one around any water. And the next thing you want to be aware of is that in a pool of water, disease is possible. And that's why safe water quality is very important. So it's very important that the chlorine level and the pH levels of the pool be maintained on a daily basis.
And so those folks need to be paying close attention to make sure that the water stays as clean as it can stay.
Exactly. Exactly. Those folks that help maintain the water, whether it's a lifeguard or a certified pool operator, they need to make sure that water quality is at the best level possible to keep the patrons safe.
And common sense again for the swimmers themselves, take a shower before you get in the pool. In fact, take a shower when you get out of the pool as well, and make sure that you don't swallow any water. Those are
absolutely
all,
that's
those,
right.
Those are key, aren't they?
Absolutely, they are key. They are key. And those are some suggestions by the Center for Disease Control, you know, to keep yourself and your children safe around the pool area.
And if someone has a question, maybe they work at a place that has a public swimming pool. If they've got any question about the proper protocol for swimming pools, can Fulton County Environmental Health Services help those people out?
Absolutely. We have three offices, and they're more than welcome to call one of our offices. They can call our Central District office at 404-613-1303. They may call our South District office located in College Park at 404-613-5579. And they may also call our North District office located in Alpharetta. That number is 404-332-1801. And we welcome all questions and concerns, and we'll gladly help you.
There are a number of municipal swimming pools around the county. Fulton County actually maintains some swimming pools, doesn't it?
Well, Fulton County actually has four facilities at the senior citizen centers that they maintain and operate for the seniors of Fulton County. And they also have one public pool at Welcome Hall for the citizens of Fulton County.
So most of the pools are designed for our senior citizens to be able to do water aerobics and get around
exactly,
the water.
And keep those individuals healthy and in the best shape possible.
So
absolutely.
So, again, we're talking with Malcolm Saunders. He is an environmental health supervisor with Fulton Health Services and their Environmental Health Services Division. If you were to give somebody some advice as they start off on their swimming pool season, what do they need to pay closest attention to?
They need to make sure that the equipment is working properly and that they maintain their chemical levels as required and that they have a safety plan for their family and themselves when in and around the swimming pool.
Well, all right. Well, swimming pool season is upon us, and there is the information you need to have a safe and happy pool season. We've been talking with Malcolm Saunders, Environmental Health Supervisor for the Fulton County Environmental Health Services Office. They're around the county. Mr. Saunders, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for your time.
And thanks again to Robin Williams with the Fulton County Aviation Community Cultural Center, Erica Davis, Fulton County Communications Director, and Malcolm Saunders, who you just heard from. And with that, that's it for Fulton Focus this month. Fulton County is your government at your service. For more information about Fulton County initiatives, you can check them out online at fultoncountyga.gov. Fulton Focus is made possible by a partnership between WCLK and Fulton County Government Communications. I'm Rob Maynard. Thanks for listening to Fulton Focus.